My guest at this time is former Florida Republican Senator George Lemieux, who is also a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Florida. You may remember that he was appointed to replace Mel Martinez, who resigned before the expiration of his term. That seat was eventually won by Marco Rubio last year. Now, Senator Lemieux is running for the Republican nomination to face off against Democratic two-term Senator Bill Nelson. He is also out recently, in fact, just today, with his Four Freedoms plan, which he says is the key to getting our economy going again. And Mr. Lemieux, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, unlike a lot of Senate challengers, you've actually had a taste of what it's like to be in the upper chamber. What was it about your time there that convinced you that this is something you wanted to run for a full six-year term for?
Well, it's really the gravity of the situation that this country is in. You know, between the fact that too many Americans don't have a job, more than a million folks in Florida out of work, and our debt and deficit situation, which is crippling and I think is going to crash this economy by the end of the decade if we don't do something about it, I felt a compulsion to try to go back and see if I can be part of the solution to get the country back on track.
What about your record in that brief time gives you an opportunity to tell Florida voters that you're the right man for the job?
Well, it's a good conservative, principled record. I was only there for 16 months, but I fought for the issues that I think folks are concerned about. I fought to balance the budget. I introduced my own balanced budget proposal called the 2007 solution to reduce spending to what we spent in 2007. If we were to do that and cap that spending level going forward, we'd balance the budget in 2 years. And instead of having an estimated $26 trillion debt by the end of the decade, we'd have a $10 trillion debt. We cut the current one from 14 to 10. We'd be on the right track. So that's one of the things I'm proud of. But I got five of my priorities also passed, even though I was the most junior guy in the minority party. So I think I showed I could be a problem solver, conservative, and principled. I think that's what we need in Washington.
And we'll talk about your plan in just a moment. The primary so far has been pretty rough and tumble, especially for this state of the game, as you go up against Colonel McAllister and the former Speaker of the Republican House, Mr. Hasner. You've gone to lengths to point out to voters that you don't believe Hasner is the conservative he claims to be, and he has come out with an ad campaign that suggests that you are essentially a carbon copy of Charlie Crist, in fact going as far to say as Lemieux is French for Crist. What do you make of all this back and forth, and specifically his allegations that voting for you would be like voting for Charlie Crist?
Well, that's been basically the whole thematic of his campaign, and I think it's because Adam doesn't want to focus on his record. So we've tried to make sure that the public has a little bit of the truth about the fact that Adam voted for billions of dollars in tax and fee increases, you know, voted to spend the stimulus money, which made state budgets even bigger, and, you know, has been a proponent of climate change legislation and things like that. So he's been a moderate his whole career. I've known him his whole career, and now he's going through what you call an extreme makeover, trying to be something that he's not. You know, I'm sticking to the record. We're not making any ethnic attacks like he has done on me. But I think when folks look at my good conservative record and what I was able to accomplish and versus the record he had in the Florida legislature, there's a clear difference.
Well, let's take a look now at the plan you unveiled just here on Wednesday, the Four Freedoms Plan. The title is similar to what FDR suggested decades ago, but the contents are obviously very different. Freedom to work, freedom from debt, freedom from foreign dependence, and freedom to pursue the American dream. And let's briefly take a look at each of them. You mentioned that Florida is looking at a million folks out of work. So with the freedom to work, what do you see as the key principles to pursue in terms of making the job hiring climate much more favorable?
Well, there's a number of things that we need to do. We need to reduce the power of the federal government to overtax and overregulate. We need to reduce the corporate tax rate. Right now, it's second highest in the world. It's at 35%+. And while other countries in the world have been dropping their tax rate, ours has been the same since 1987. I propose in the Four Freedoms Plan that we reduce it to 25%. That's going to create a lot more excitement in the business community, bring more jobs back to this country from overseas. We also need to get rid of the cronyism and all of the loopholes, spending, expenditures in the tax code. We've got, you know, $600 billion over a five-year period of tax giveaways and special privileges for certain industries. We need to roll those back. We can use those dollars to not only lower the corporate tax rate, but to lower the individual rates for people so they have more money to invest in their businesses and in their families. I think that'll help people get back to work, cut the burdensome regulation from things like Dodd-Frank and Obamacare, put the EPA back in line with and keep them from doing all the things they're doing to hurt the economy. These sort of common sense steps, promoting more trade, getting rid of earmarks, these are the kind of things that are going to put the country back on the right fiscal path. If we can just increase GDP by 1.5% and get back to a traditional level, we would not only put a lot of people back to work, but we'd also reduce our debt over the next 10 years by 30%. So the two things go hand in hand.
Seems like it won't be enough, in your estimation, to get one of these big ideas passed. It seems like they're all kind of interwoven that, you know, if you want to reduce debt, you obviously need to get people to work. If you want to get people to work, you need to work on balancing the budget here in Washington. And so it's all kind of part of a puzzle you have to put together, and just doing one and leaving the others hanging won't be good enough, correct?
You can't. We can't cut our way to prosperity, and we certainly can't grow enough right now to be able to balance the budget. We have to cut spending and grow the economy. If we do both of those things, like we did in the 90s when we balanced the budget for 2 years in 96 and 97, if we do that, we will put the country back on track. Otherwise, we're going to be in this terrible situation that we're in now, with too many folks out of work, folks in Florida who are behind on their mortgage or in foreclosure. We have 24% of all of our home loans in this state are in trouble or in foreclosure. We've got to put some more money in people's pockets, get them a job, put them back to work, create an environment that will let the private sector succeed again. And by growing the economy, that will also help with the debt deficit we have. But the second of my four freedoms is freedom from debt. We've got to cut spending. Let's go back to what we spent in 2007. If we did that, we would really do a lot to keep us from ruining this country with too much debt and deficit.
We're talking with Republican Florida Senate candidate George Lemieux. He served as a U.S. Senator in 2009 and 2010. And, Senator, as you go around the state talking with the small business owners, people out of work, as you look at these proposals that you've put together, whether it's taxation, regulation, things that are stifling job creation, what are you hearing most from the business owners?
Business folks tell me that they just don't know when the next shoe is going to drop. What will be the next tax, the next mandate, the next regulation? And it's freezing up our businesses and keeping them from hiring people. There's no confidence in this administration. In fact, I think there's fear from the business community as to what is the next thing that's going to be done to them. And what that's causing is people not to hire. In fact, I know firsthand from talking to business people, if you look at Obamacare, for example, that small business folks don't want to approach the 50-person threshold that puts you under the auspices of Obamacare, because once you get to 50 employees, if your health care policy doesn't match what the federal government is now requiring, you get fined $2,000 per employee. So we have companies who are not hiring because they don't want to get to that threshold, and worse than that, companies who are just above that threshold who are letting people go so that they won't be subject to the fine. That's the kind of regulation that's keeping this economy from succeeding. We need to get people back to work, and how we do that is with this Four Freedoms Plan, build some confidence in the private sector.
As we've already established, Mr. Lemieux, it's pretty clear that you believe just about all of this needs to be done to really make the headway that you believe needs to be done. But if you get elected the next U.S. Senator from Florida, how do you prioritize these things?
Well, they're all important. Getting folks to work is the most important, and that's why it's the first freedom that we mentioned. Controlling the debt is right up there in a second, because if we don't control the debt, this country by the end of this decade will not be able to make its interest payment. We're on a path that we'll have an interest payment by the end of this decade that's close to $1 trillion, and we can't afford to do that. That'll cause a financial collapse in this country, so we have to address that too. The third freedom is freedom from foreign dependence. We've got to pay down our debt to foreign countries like China. We can't negotiate with China on any issue, whether it be security issues or intellectual property or trade or whatever, human rights. We can't negotiate with them when they're our banker, at least not negotiate effectively. We also need independent energy independence in this country and get off the dependence of foreign energy. Let's create more jobs in this country, exploiting our own natural resources, more natural gas, more nuclear, more drilling in a safe way. And that's part of our Four Freedoms Plan as well.
Last question before we let you go. What do you make of the president's jobs plan and the fact that Senator Nelson voted for it?
Well, it shows that Senator Nelson and President Obama are tied at the hip on these liberal policies. This jobs bill, just like the stimulus package, is not going to create any jobs. You know, there's $85 billion in there for local governments to, you know, prop up the unions that support the president, and $50 billion more for unemployment insurance. Those are not stimulus activities. We found out with the $787 billion so-called stimulus plan, they don't create jobs. So there are a couple things in there that Republicans can support, like cutting the payroll tax to put more money in the hands of employers and employees. But overall, it's not a good plan, and that 5.9% or 5.6% tax on, you know, the so-called millionaire's tax, that's going to also affect small businesses who file as individuals. That's going to just further hurt this economy. So it's not a good proposal, and Bill Nelson voting for it is just more of the same liberal agenda that he's been accomplishing while he's been in Washington.
Well, the Florida Senate race is certainly one of the most high-profile in the country. Sir, what website can folks check out if they want to learn more about your campaign?
Well, it would be great if they could go to georgeforflorida.com. We have the Four Freedoms Plan featured there today, and they can learn more about the campaign, hopefully sign up to volunteer if they're Floridians, or maybe even make a contribution.
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Former Florida Senator George Lemieux, now once again a candidate for the U.S. Senate in Florida, trying to win the nomination to take on Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.